WYTI, Rocky Mount.
11:59, 1 minute away from 12 o'clock. Almost lunchtime. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair with you. And the Gatlin brothers coming to the Harvester Performance Center on January the 26th. And on the telephone with me, I have one of the brothers, Mr. Rudy Gatlin. Rudy, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, Earl. How you doing?
If I was doing any better, Rudy, I think I'd be outside doing jumping jacks.
All right.
Rudy, I tell you, we're looking so forward to you guys coming into town. My goodness, your career, the songs that you folks have, you define, in my opinion, what country music is. And Rudy, I want to ask you, how did you get involved in it? What do you come from a musical family?
Mom played piano, Dad played a little guitar, and they sang at church. And they'd take us to gospel concerts, the Southern style gospel quartets like the Statesman, Blackwood Brothers. And we'd buy the records, they'd buy those big albums and take them home. We'd put them on the hi-fi, and Mom would hop over there on the piano, and we'd listen to them and learn the songs, and it just kind of like falling off a log, as we say here in Texas. Real simple, and we just knew how to always do it, you know, always knew how to sing together. So we've been blessed that way.
Absolutely. Rudy, how did it feel back when you guys, Broken Lady, you know, that was Best Country Song. You got a Grammy Award for that number one hit. How did that feel when your songs just started to take off and you know, hit number one?
Well, that's an incredible feeling. You work so hard and you dream about it and think about it, and all of a sudden you hear the song on the radio is one thing, and then all of a sudden you kind of get some notoriety and gets up for an award, and you win some awards for the, you know, your peers, and liked it enough to vote for you, and we were very appreciative of that. Now, we're not doing that a whole lot now, but
right, exactly.
But there was a day when we were up for a lot of awards. I'm here in Lubbock, Texas. I'm looking at the new Buddy Holly Center.
Wow.
Friends here, we did a show here last night in Lubbock. Oh, Lee Lewis. I know Lee Lewis, the guy that's building that thing. Buddy Holly Concert Hall here in Lubbock, Texas. You know, Buddy Holly was from here, and Mac Davis is from here. We did a show last night at the Cactus Theater, and we're here again tonight. Got a sold-out crowd again tonight. That's going to be a nice venue right there.
Yeah,
my Peggy Sue.
Ooh, I love it.
What I love you, girl. I love you, Peggy Sue.
Oh, I love it, Rudy. I love it. You know, we've got a great little venue here, the Harvester.
I've heard.
Yes, it's intimate. Is what I would call it, and we're looking so forward to having you guys coming in, Rudy. Let me ask you this: country music, since you guys started and compared to now, has changed. Talk a little bit about the change of how it was back when you first started and what it is today.
Well, it has evolved like a lot of music genres have, you know. It was not quite as instrument driven as it is today. I mean, we tried to put instruments, you know, guitars or steel guitar or strings or mandolins or whatever we kind of felt the song required. We were making a record, we'd put that on there. Mm-hmm. Seems like today it's pretty much standard that it's going to be a whole bunch of guitar, a whole bunch of bass, and a whole bunch of drums, and you know, keyboard players are starving to death in Nashville, Tennessee, because they're not getting the calls to go work on a lot of those sessions.
That's right.
There's some piano sneak in there, but you know, we're very blessed to have been brought up at the time when there were still a lot of really great songs, and they usually make great records. Go back and listen to George Jones from Earl Haggard or Tammy Wynette or anybody, Loretta Lynn, and listen to those records of the 60s and 70s, early 80s. They're great songs, wonderful songs. So I hate, maybe the songs aren't quite what they used to be. I don't know. But there's still some great songs out there and great singers. And I was voting on the Grammys here recently, and man, I'll tell you what, I don't listen to the radio a lot, and I wasn't familiar with a lot of the pop stuff, of course, but I wasn't that familiar with a lot of the country stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to put in a plug for, if I can remember his dadgum name, the big guy that wears the hat and got the beard, and his wife sings with him. What's his name?
Oh,
what's his name? And they Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
I'll put in a plug for. When I voted for the Grammys, they have a playlist that lets you listen to all the records, album of the year. So I listened to a little bit of the songs on the album, and I listened to some other stuff, and I listened to this and that and the other. And boy, I listened to it, and I went, wow. He was being touted as, you know, bringing country music back. And I went, you know, they could be right because he's singing damn good songs. Like I say damn on the radio. Sorry.
That's all right.
Really good songs and great instrumentation and great, you know, vocals and harmonies and really, really, really good songs. So I'm putting a plug for old Chris. I voted for him. I think I voted for him for whatever it was, single of the year or album or something like that, because it was good.
I think he's won Entertainer of the Year a couple of times too, hadn't he, Rudy?
Well, he might have, and that's a whole different deal. The, you know, entertainment. I mean, you know, you could look at it and say, well, I mean, someone like maybe a Carrie Underwood could probably get that every year because she has such an incredible show, and it's whereas Chris might just be kind of stripped down and banned and might not do too much entertainment wise, but it's great entertainment, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not, but it's so he might have got, but he should probably get singer, vocalist of the year, or record of the year, or single of the year. So that's really incredible.
Yep, most definitely. It's good to have folks like him still in country music. Rudy, how many shows are y'all doing a year now?
Oh, 40, 50. Mm-hmm. We scaled down quite a bit. Could probably do more, but could do a lot less. But that's about right, 4 or 5 a month.
Still enjoying it, I'm sure, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be doing it.
Well, we need the money.
That's a big thing, too. That's a big thing.
We got to eat. all guys children got to eat.
That's right. Well, Rudy, we're so excited that you're coming to Rocky Mount. The ticket sales are going great. They're still available. You can call 540-GUITARS or go to harvester-music.com to get your tickets to see the Gallon Brothers. Again, they'll be at the Harvester Performance Center on January the 26th. Rudy, we are looking so forward to it, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to call and talk to me.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Look forward to being up there next week.
Will you hit me one time before we go off the air? Will you hit me with All the Gold in California, the beginning of it?
All the gold in California. If you want to hear the rest of it, folks, you're just going to have to buy a ticket.
Come to the show. That's exactly right. Thank you, Rudy Gallon.